The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 27 October 2017. Oh, boy. Coming up on November 4th, this is more than precious. I guess we're going to have organized scream-out days. And actually, what this is going to be, it's an opposition of Trump's election November 4th of this past year. And they're instructing them to jump up and down, lay on the ground, kick, scream, yell. Seriously, folks. Paul Joseph Watson did a piece on it. And I sometimes refer to some of the stuff that he does because it is rather insightful, but I have to pick through it very carefully. But that's where the information first came out, so I have to give the devil his due. Paul Joseph Watson did that. And rather fascinating. A lot of people have been predicting, oh, Antifa, just climactic end of days. Well, folks, the only power that this group has is social media and their buddies that run the networks in this country. All leftists. It's almost like they've gone to the Communism School of Higher Learning on how to be a lefty. I guess there's no other way to put that. And when I say lefty, I'm not in reference to, left-right politics, as if they're opposing forces, which it's just a clown game that's played in politics and people assign a value to it and they swear it's important. Well, I might lend some credence to that argument if there was anything constitutional within the GOP, which I keep looking and there's not. So it's, same old story. And I think people are actually giving them more due than they have coming because they are relatively small. Yes, they are disruptive, but it gives you the impression that at university when we have our little crybaby snowflakes, the people that are really mindless and are going to be totally useless to themselves as well as others. Could you imagine? I think if you're going to become a snowflake, I think you should really consider sterilizing yourself because you're not going to be a good parent. You're going to raise your children to be just as dependent on the state or just as dependent, period, no matter what teat you suckle from. Doesn't matter. You have become, congratulations, you have become useless. And you're going to raise useless children. If you think the millennials right now are useless, wait till you get a load of the next generation coming along. And in the meantime, is the fear and intimidation of being singled out as being a racist Is that going to hold with the American people? Is that where you seriously want to be in opposition to the biggest clown project that I've seen within my lifetime? And I don't mean to diminish it, because it is serious. We do have people out there that are basically brainless, and they're being co-opted, and they're bumper sticker readers. That's all that they are. Their true history has been wiped out. They have not been taught that. They don't know where rights and freedoms come from. And they're more than willing to forego that to get a political point across, and to do it in such a fashionable fall down on the ground and scream. Oh, that is really intellectual. Folks, that is what has built sustainable countries throughout the millennium. Let's not forget that. A bunch of people falling on the ground screaming. Yes. Yes. That's a perfect segue to this. Now, to some, this might sound like it's racist. But again, let's remind everybody as to where we're at. Let me pull this story up here real quick. Did you post that up, Mikey? Yeah, I think you did as well. Well, just so many stories up here, I just have to find it. Here it is. And if it appears to sound racist to some, then I apologize that your feelings are hurt. But when you're having adult conversations in the middle of a crisis, something's going to be said that somebody is not going to appreciate, especially if they don't have the mental capabilities to get their mind wrapped around the concept of what's being discussed. So with that all being said, Franklin Graham was speaking at the First Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. And he says, time is like a river. You cannot touch the same water twice, because the flow that has passed will never pass again. And he says, America is not going to come back. He writes, the American dream ended on November 6, 2012. The second term of Barack Obama has been the final nail in the coffin of the legacy of white Christian males who discovered, explored, pioneered, settled, and developed the greatest republic in the history of mankind. A coalition of blacks, Latinos, feminists, gays, union members, environmental extremists, the media, Hollywood, uninformed people, the forever needy, the chronically unemployed, the illegal aliens, and other fellow travelers have ended Norman Rockwell's America. As an example, look what happened in the NFL. All the teams disrespecting our flag and our country, all led by their little rich owners. You will never again outvote these people. It will take individual acts of defiance and massive displays of civil disobedience to get back the rights we have allowed them to take away. It will take zealots, not moderates, but zealots. Not shy, not reach across the aisle rhinos to right this ship and restore our beloved country to its former status. People like me are completely politically irrelevant, and I will probably never be able to legally comment on or concern myself with the aforementioned coalition, which has surrendered our culture, our heritage, and our traditions without a shot being fired. The Cocker Spaniel is off the front porch, the pit bull is in the backyard. The American Constitution has been replaced with Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and the likes of Chicago shyster David Axelrod, along with internationalist socialist George Soros, have been pulling the strings on their beige puppet and have brought us Act Two of the New World Order. The curtain will come down, but the damage has been done. The story has been told. Those who come after us will once again have to risk their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to bring back the republic that this generation has timidly frittered away due to white guilt and political correctness. Wow. Wow. You Is it true? Pretty much. You know the history of the United States. You know the immigrants that did come into this country. You know where they came from. They loved this country. Man, it was like a never-ending opening of Christmas presents. Just one surprise after another. You know, joy to the world. Gifts. Oh, one thing, though. Hey, you weren't given the gifts. You had to work for your own gifts. But the gifts you got to keep. You could be a king or you could be a pauper. That was your choice. You weren't prohibited. You weren't disbarred. You weren't kept from working and getting your just reward for your labors. Pretty much that's gone out the window. I was talking to Tony. This guy contacted me about Eric John Phelps being in Austin next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm going to go down for one day. I'll go down there on a Friday, and I really want to meet this guy that set me up with him. Tony, heretofore unknown to me, right in Austin. Smart as a damn whip. I'm going to have him in studio to do an interview because he and I had a very interesting conversation this afternoon, and we're all looking for the reason why we're in the shape that we're in. Well, it's important to identify the reasons why we're here, but more importantly, to stop the tools that are being used against us. My number one biggie, you know what's coming. It's the money game. It's the fiat money that they have managed to use to drive us right into debt so far that there's no climbing out of it, and especially continuing to use their service. Wow. That just brought to mind servicing in Texas and in the cattle industry. I know what that means. We're all being serviced, serviced to death. But it's very interesting talking with individuals, and they keep cropping up. They do their due diligence. They dive down the rabbit holes. They hear something, they check it out. They want to see and hear the veracity. They want to see the evidence, in other words. And they've got good, insightful, and critical thinking. And it just uncovers the next layer of the ye olde onion. So I'm going to have Tony on. I'm going to try to get him on maybe not next week, maybe the following week. But there's been a few more pieces that have been put in the puzzle as to, you know, who's running the show here in America. And I have no doubt that we are under military occupation. That can be seen in our courts. If you get a traffic ticket, guess who you get to go up in front of? Oh, it's called a municipal judge. Well, look at the flag that he's flying. Then all of a sudden, you're in this criminal procedure process when it was just a civil infraction. Boy, how do they make that stretch? Well, it's because they assume the power and they're not going to give it up. It's up to us to recognize what it is, and then push back against it and resist it. Now, I know that sounds like a daunting task, and maybe it is. Then again, maybe it isn't. You know, I was talking with Eric John Phelps before the program, before the interview, yesterday. And we had our little talk about the Jesuits versus the Jews or the Zionists. You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? I remember the Pharisees were in Rome and well established as the Roman Empire stood. But they go back many years before that. The Vatican, on the other hand, kind of started to form maybe a little bit later. But I think the Zionists themselves, in their quest for the New World Order, found the perfect tool in which they could gain and maintain, more importantly, maintain power. And they could do whatever the hell they wanted to because they literally held the keys to the Golden Kingdom. The banking, that's right, our middleman friend. So I cannot wait to bring Tony up. We're getting closer here, folks. But, you know, what I said to Eric John Phelps was, you know, I don't give a damn if it was the Vatican or the Jews or whoever it was. I don't care. We know the result of the problem. Let's do away with the problem. And that doesn't necessarily mean to have to track and trace the lineage of every person of every generation that's been involved, and we can give you a bunch of neat, nifty history and tie a lot of stuff together, and people go, wow. But did that do anything to solve the problem that we're still suffering under? The answer to that question is no. You know, that somehow that we have to have this dossier, thousands of pages thick, that, you know, we need this evidence in order to cure the problem. No, we don't. No, we don't. Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John. How are you doing, sir?
It's a chilly Friday down here in Central Texas. I don't even think we broke 50 today. But aside from that, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's good to be talking to you. It's good to see you on the air again.
I don't do video, so I hope you're hearing me and not seeing me. If you're seeing me, you got something out of the medicine cabinet you shouldn't have been taking.
That might be the case.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Okay. I talked to you about a week ago.
Okay.
About a friend of mine, and I talked to them last week. Mm-hmm. Against my better judgment. But I heard almost your voice in the back of my head say, keep walking and talking.
Yep.
And I have a group of friends. They're black. I'm a white. I don't make any bones about that, and I know that's...
My God, aren't you ashamed?
No, I'm not ashamed.
Aren't you ashamed of being a grain of salt in a pepper shaker? Mike, you understand, I'm just pulling your leg here, right?
I understand,
okay.
Sir.
All right.
Look, I don't think there's anybody here in America that doesn't have mixed heritage anymore at this point.
I
really don't.
I certainly have mixed heritage.
Right. And most of us do. Most of us do. Even so-called pure purists. But what I was trying to get across to these folks, and these are guys that were part of my mentorship group. I'm part of a writing group. And these guys have led me down a path where I never thought I'd go before, and they have uplifted me mentally. These are guys that are part of alumni from different colleges, and they've helped me with my writing career.
Okay.
So I respect these guys immensely. But the problem that I ran into is that most of these guys are African-American, colored, Hispanic. That's not a problem in and of itself. I didn't even have a problem with that. I didn't even realize that that was a problem until I came into their group about 2 weeks ago and heard them talking about whites as the enemy.
Oh.
And they specifically referred to whites as the enemy. I'm like, hold up. Did you not realize you have whites in your group?
And the response was?
At first it was like, oh, that's right. We got a white guy here. Hey, come on over.
Mm-hmm.
Water's fine. And there were, after that, it's been about a month since that happened. I've been listening, come in a couple more times, and I've heard this happen again and again. So now I'm sitting here wondering, like, what have I done to become the enemy?
Well, you went to their group, until that time, you were unidentified, you were not on their radar screen, and now you are. You went to one of their meetings.
What if I had told them that I'm not white?
Well, hold on a second. I got to go to break. Hold on, Mike.
All right, John, I'll hold.
All right. 800-313-9443 on this fine, chilly afternoon in Central Texas. We'll be back. What goes up must come down. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
So it's on some talk radio. We're back. Mike in New York. By the way, I've got... you know what I might do here? Ask Abdul if he would be so kind to join this conversation. I've got Abdul up in Minnesota. We'll find out if he'd like to join us here, because here's a level-headed guy that sees through a lot of this stuff. Abdul, are you there?
Yes, I am, John. How are we doing?
Good. I'm actually joining you with another caller, Mike in New York. And have you heard his story so far?
Absolutely. I love it.
Okay. All right. Mike, continue with your story, if you would, please.
Abdul, I hope you won't mind me mentioning, I've heard a couple of your calls, and you're probably one of my favorite callers.
I appreciate that.
So, Mike, continue with your story, if you would, please.
Okay, so this writers group I'm a part of, and I respect a lot of these guys. There's women part of this group as well, and I think I'm the only white person there. That's never really bothered me. I didn't have a problem with it. I didn't even really think about it until it was brought up. And for the most part, these guys have brought some serious points to for me to rethink my writing career. So they have led me to a good place here. It was when the racial thing got brought up that was when things started to become weird.
Well, and that's the great divider, and that's what it's intended to be. All things stop when you start identifying this tribe against the other tribe.
And I agree with you. I tried looking for, this is what I tried doing whenever I encounter a group like this, is I try looking for issues that cross the aisles, Democratic, Republican. And for me, that issue, the one issue that I can singularly focus on is war. So I brought this up. And the way that I brought it up to them is that how many black people do you know of are being killed, mangled, maimed in these wars of conquest that we're in? And they couldn't answer the question. But I think that's an important question to answer, especially if you're worried about diversity, if you're worried about, you know, equality. I would suppose that you'd want equality in the military as well. So if you have a lot of young black men and women dying in war overseas, maybe you'd have a vested interest in knowing what wars they're dying in and what they're fighting for.
Yeah, and that would suppose that somehow that one color of one person's skin, man or woman, is somehow superior to the other and more of a tragedy. You know, war and death, Mr. Death doesn't give a damn what color you are. He's going to visit you no matter what. And the best that a good man can do when death smiles upon you is just smile back. That's the end of it, baby. I mean, that is the end. Abdul, you're tracking what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Comment?
Okay, I'd like to answer that. Actually, the reason why we can't answer how many service members are dying in wars, black folks are dying in wars, because we're at war with ourselves already in our own community.
Yeah.
We abort 500,000 babies a year in the black community alone. We could care less about our brethren dying overseas for a just cause or not. We kill each other in the streets.
Well, it might interest you guys to know that there's been almost 4,000 American deaths, which with the, if you look out in balance versus the deaths that we have caused in the Middle East alone, from a tactical and military, strictly from that viewpoint, hooray for us. Look at the kill ratio. Well, what a lot of people do not understand, Mike and Abdul, that we've had over 102,000 service members that have committed suicide. Lost almost 4,000 service members in actual theater. But when you take a look at what is happening to these guys, once they get the hell out of there, I'm talking about over a tenth of a million deaths. Hang on one second, Mike and Abdul. I've got to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the cars to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electric light to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat by the water like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman on the girl.
You know, during the break, I was thinking about being around Detroit in the Motown days. And that was the time that rock and roll, if you look at the roots of rock and roll, came from jazz, came from the blues. Hell, even Elvis, when people first heard him on the radio, they thought he was black. Wow. And what do we have today? Now, James Brown would have been accused of being racist himself, I'm sure, nowadays, because, well, that's dissing a woman by calling it a man's world. It's amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. So, Abdul, you were saying before the break.
Well, I was just simply saying, to Mike's point, the idea of black folks not really understanding their own disposition, which really leads them to the whole thought process of hating white people. As he mentioned, like, oh, I'm in this group. You know, I've got black friends. We're writers. We're talking, and everything's cool. And one day I come in, they're talking about hating white people and white people the enemy. Now, that whole notion has came from this deep-seated, this deep-rooted idea of self-hate. Okay? It's been a 500-year experiment with the black culture and the black community here in America of destroying our culture, not from outside, but from within. And all you need to do is to feed that is introduce labels or ideas such as religion and other things to divide and conquer.
And it is happening. And what's really fascinating, Abdul, I've been watching this over the years. And once the voting rights thing was straightened around and, things pretty much normalized, but what was out of the scope of sight for the rest of the country was exactly how blacks were being led down a primrose path, promised money on a regular basis for whatever, food, lodging, whatever, made them dependent on the state. And the people that were in their districts were going to keep that money, that federal money, flowing. So it's kind of like, we'll be the perpetual victim, and we're going to claim that there's an inequality here, and that's going to be our edge to get social justice. And Abdul and Mike, I am not buying any of this. And I have said this, and I'll say it again. What this is that you are a product of your environment. You are part of a culture, and an environment has been created, and that's your world. If you step out of that world, you understand that it's just you and the rest of the world, okay? I mean, you come into this world by yourself, and I can guarantee you're going to go out by yourself. It is this gift. John. It is this, hold on, Mike. It is this gift called life that we have only one time around to enjoy, to propagate, to bring new ones into this world, hopefully with the knowledge that we have built up in our lifetimes and our parents, to pass that along to our children. And now everything is out of whack. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to the third game of the World Series, because you know what I don't see there? I don't see any damn protests going on. Mike, you were going to say?
I was going to say, there is a reason why in that group of people that I chose a bipartisan issue, war. This is an issue that affects people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter. Everybody's got kids that have been in this war, these wars. There's so many of them now, we can't even keep track of how many we're involved in.
I know.
So it would follow to reason that no matter what gender, race, whatever, you want to throw your SJW identities into, you've got a horse in this game, whether you want one or not. You either know somebody who does have a horse in this game, or you have one yourself. So it made sense to me to bring this issue up. And this is one of the things that I continuously bring up, because I don't give up on my leftist friends. They might have their heads in the sand. They might be misguided. A lot of these people, they're not bad people. They're just misinformed. They've been brainwashed.
Yeah.
And I want to help them.
I got an idea, Mike. Pay for a ticket for Abdul to come to New York and walk into the next meeting with Abdul. That would be interesting.
I think Abdul should have his own show.
Well, and you know what? I was just thinking about that. I was supposed to call Abdul a couple of weeks ago, and I got some health issues in the way, and my world got scrambled. But that was one of the things I was thinking about.
Well, that's deep. I appreciate that whole thought. You know, and the funny thing is, that's not the first time I've actually heard somebody tell me that I need to be on radio. I need to be speaking the truth to people and stuff like that. You know, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, but you realize you've got two perceived strikes against you. It's the bottom of the ninth. It's the last game of the World Series. You're Muslim and you're black. Whoops. Uh-oh.
And I'm not going to go out swinging.
I guess that means I'm supposed to hate him, right? Well, I don't.
Well, I don't either, because when Abdul calls in, it's one of the highlights of my program, because this is the kind of thought process that needs to be demonstrated to other people to copy, rather than this just mindless bumper sticker culture that we have found ourselves in, and how easy it is with people with lack of education and real historical sense and timeline, how easily they're led astray. It's amazing to me. They've started little fires that's ready to burn down the country, and I'm sitting back and going, really? You know, look who's going to be doing the burning. It's the people that need the information the most. The people that really are in need of, I need to find out what the hell is going on so I can make a decision today for what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, next week, next month, and for the rest of my life.
Maybe I'm speaking out of line here, or maybe I'm just wishing for too much. But when I talk about bipartisan issues, war is one of those issues that I think we could actually get with the left to some degree and say, hey, don't you want your kids to not die? Yes? Okay. This is what we can do.
Mike, you know, I appreciate that, trying to find neutral ground that you think that is not going to be a lightning rod and you're not going to get electrocuted. But I think money would probably be the better course. It's the one thing that nobody has enough of, and even the ones that do have it, they want more, so they ain't got enough either. But when
here's the beautiful part. Those things are synonymous.
Yes, yeah, they are, but trying to make that, if you brought this issue up in front of that group and they didn't seem to grasp it, you're going to further compound an already out of control problem by bringing in the money with the war.
Them there are fighting words.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Quick point, John. You mentioned about military occupation.
Yes.
And I believe that we've been under military occupation since the inception of this nation. Not only that, since the First Council of Nicaea, we've been under military occupation around the world. And to Mike, I would just have you just ask this group, I want them to ask them who they are. How do they define themselves? Who am I? The question of who am I is such a hard thing to describe and to articulate to people. And if those people can actually sit down and tell you who they are, who they think you are, I guarantee you they'll be stumped. They'll be like, who am I? Because yeah. I actually did a poem when I was in middle school with the title of Who Am I? It was so abstract and such deep thought into this poem, my teachers looked at me like I was crazy. But I brought it to my dad. My dad's like, son, like, this is the most amazing piece of poetry I've ever written or read, because you're only 11 years old and your whole thought process about who you are and what and where you came from and what defines you is such a monumental task, and you're trying to do this at 11 years old. That's crazy thought. That's some adult PhD type things that people research and think about. So ask that group, define who you are. Yeah, what's a black man? Okay, what's a black man? I'm a white man. What's a white man? What is that?
I do. You know what the crazy part is? Is when I introduced myself to this group, I told them that I'm a white identitarian, and they let me in their group.
What the hell does that mean?
I identify as a white person.
Okay. And you know, and it's funny, white. Mike. It's funny you should say this because when I go to a group, and I don't care who the group is, I don't put myself in any one category that I've pigeonholed myself, and that's who I am. You know, I don't get up in the morning, I don't look in the mirror and go, you know what, you know, you're getting older, but you're pretty well aging white guy. You know, I love you, white man. You know, I mean, this is absolutely nuts. The gift that we can't even get our minds wrapped around. You know, the continuing questions of where we came from and is God the answer and all these other things. There are much other bigger things to consider, but we just keep grinding our nose off at the grindstone that's getting us nowhere except noseless.
That is a great point, John. Great point.
Mike, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, John.
All right, sir. Yeah, I guess I'm of the no-nose club. Yeah, Abdul, I'm telling you, man. You know, that's not a bad idea. I think you should have a show on this network. I really think that you should.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Yes, you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. 11 years old, wrote poems that gives your dad's giving you kudos, and you wouldn't know what to do on air. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true at all.
But to your point about the point you just mentioned is a beautiful point. Is because I wrote down something here and I was trying to relate it to Mike was that especially that group and I'm sure you heard this before. If you put all babies of whatever color all together in a sandbox, they're going to play
with
each other regardless.
That's right.
Like they may be apprehensive at first, like oh he is black or wow his hair is straight or his hair is curly. Oh, I'm going to touch his hair. Oh, he laughs and giggles. Oh, we can play, we play. I've seen it in my own child.
Mm-hmm.
My child is a mixed-race child. Like, but you know what's crazy? He, as a three-year-old, is trying to grasp the idea of being multicultural, being white and being black, and what it means to be a man already at three. I am blown away at his thought process and his development. I just told my mother today, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, He's three, but he is talking like he is 13, 12.
I know. I know. You want an answer to that question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just hold on tight because you're going to be for the ride of your life. And you know that's a true statement because you know your own child, but I already know where this is going. You know, I think you would agree with me, water's wet, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty sure.
All right. Let me ask you the question, why is it wet? Now, there's a stumper. The same way that Mike could, at your suggestion, stump the group that he's involved with. You know, I ask people to think that they are all of that and that they're so knowledgeable and they're somehow the great thinker in the sky. Just look at them and go, wow. Can you answer a simple question for me? Well, sure, and they're fully expecting, you know, this mind-bending, you know, pretzel of a puzzle-type question. I just look at them and go, why is water wet? And they just look at me dumbfounded.
The simplicity of that question is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said, like, define that. Like, explain to me why water is wet. The simplicity is so beautiful. Just like you had mentioned about life and an experience of life, you're born, you're here, you're going to die, but what you do between you're born and when you die and the experiences that you have with people, yourself, your family and stuff, that is the beauty of life. And to say, for anyone in their right mind to say that that isn't beautiful or that isn't powerful in itself is crazy to me.
Yeah.
And that's why when I talk to these people, that these communists out here, when I speak to them, that's what I bring to them. I'd be like, look, you are alive, maybe not for the reason that you may know, but you're alive for a reason. You got here because of generations of men and women having children, and your lineage and how you got here is incredible. People have died in infancy in the 1800s and 1700s, or even as recent as now, that can't even experience this beauty of life, what we call life.
Right. And Abdul, the thing about it, talking about questions, you know, I relayed this, and this is a true story. Somebody had asked me that thought that I was one of the better thinkers, and he was going to stump me. And looked at me and said, okay, well, I want to hear your philosophy or your view, you know, on life. And I just looked at him and smiled, and the answer was immediate. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, so you know, huh? Well, let's hear it. I said, you know, I said, just the ability to have this experience and to look around me and knowing that I'm a part of it, I may not be able to explain its origin. I may not be able to do all of that, but I can tell you this. What it means to me is just the ability to look around me in my world and just say, wow.
Mm-hmm. To appreciate that.
Bingo.
And that's what's missing in American culture and society today. We've been so given everything, and we are missing the forest for the trees. Everything that is in the forest, the beauty of the forest, all we see is trees. Oh, there's just trees in the forest.
There you go. All right. Hey, Abdul, I appreciate your call, my friend.
All right. Thanks for taking my call, John.
Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration.
That song is called Texas. And he said in that song, we're going to Texas. Well, everybody in this country is coming to Texas. Mike Rivero was a few minutes late with his program today because Mike got stuck in what? A traffic jam in Austin, North Austin. Have you noticed the traffic is backed up from Round Rock to Austin? I mean, it's nuts, folks. I'm talking about a 15-mile backlog. So I'll have to explain that to Mr. Rivero. And I said the reason why that happened is because we got a two-hour slot we've got to fill on that Monday through Friday, and the board op leaves at 1 o'clock. So there's nobody here in case the next guy is a little bit late, much to Mikey's chagrin, because it really puts the spotlight on you, doesn't it? Yeah. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Hi.
You had a couple of good articles posted. The one today, 7 Uranium 1 Facts Every American Should Know, and earlier, the one on the uranium situation where the investigation last week.
Right.
That was an excellent article saying how the transportation and the used uranium from Russia was going in. That article was fantastic, too.
Yeah.
Now,
And by the way, why you brought that up, that just brought something to mind. I was thinking about this earlier. You know, folks, if you go to our website, and I urge you to do so, and if you're on any of the social medias, which I personally don't take part in, it's a way to put information out there, but I've stayed away from it because I spend more time battling with the asshats out there than I do anything else. But having said that, you know, if you tweet it out or InShare or pin it or Facebook it or whatever, that puts information out and that makes people aware of the network. And we need more people in the tent. We need more people to talk to have these adult conversations with to find solutions to our problems. Sorry, Betty, I just went on a little
rant. I've had to go to prayer about these two things because everybody, and I have talked about it to everybody I've met in the last week or so, and they want to know why it's not anything that they can put their hands on and read. So you are the exception, and I think a lot of prayer needs to go into what you're doing. And I think that Monday, when the Bundy trial, they don't have any idea what the Bundy trial is about. And then I think, isn't October 30th the debt ceiling problem?
Okay.
And is, you know what's concerning me most of all is the fact that the Liberal Democrats, with all this kind of stuff going on, both the Liberal Republicans and Trump's supposedly conservative party are involved in this Uranium One thing. If it goes before the Senate hearing, and if it gets publicized a bit, and what's happened to the Bundys, the judicial and how the prison system has treated him, is information that is desperately needing to get out, especially when the trial opens on Monday.
Yeah, I am in agreement with you. And
so a lot of prayer for a lot of people, that's what I'm calling in about.
Well, I appreciate that, Benny, and thank you so much.
Okay, hon.
All righty. Top of the hour, we got to take a break here. And you said Mike Rivero. Did you mean Herzog? What does that mean? I'm sorry? About moving to Texas? That wasn't about Herzog. That was about the song that was playing, Texas. I don't know.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.